Yes, you heard the horns. Here it is, Horns Aplenty on the Fun 91 WMFO here in Medford. This is Horns Aplenty, stacks of sax, tons of tubas, the Hornucopia, and we got a wonderful show for you today. We have a Horns Aplenty exclusive. We have a debut interview. The fans have been clamoring. That's coming up a little bit later in the show. It's my first ever interview. I believe it's this rapper's first ever interview too, and so a lot of firsts here on here in Medford on 91.5. You're listening to MFO here. This is Horns Aplenty. We got in the background, that's The Rugged Walk by The Rugged Nuggets, which is a pretty good band name if I'd say so myself. And I got one update here. The listenership down in southern New Jersey is growing exponentially. It's a hot spot for Horns Aplenty listeners. We got G-Rock listening down in Egg Harbor Township. Big shout out to G-Rock. And you know, loyal listeners down in Ocean City. But G-Rock brings me to the Step Challenge that my work is currently doing. And I do a lot for the Step Challenge, including run to the studio the 3 miles here in the rain. So, Isaac and Sam, I'm coming for you. Just want to let you know. All right, this weekend I was in New York City and I saw a concert. And we're going to start it off with a couple of songs from the opening acts. I saw Chromeo, and they were fantastic as always. Playing tonight, actually, in Boston, 8 p.m. at the Roadrunner. If you want to go, I would highly recommend that. I saw them down in New York this weekend on Saturday. And these two openers open for them. May Rio is the first one. And while it lacks horns, it has a certain soulful sensuality, which I think allows it to express its horniness. And then the second one is a rapper out of Chicago, a funk rapper out of Chicago called Rick Wilson. So you know that's right up my alley. We're going to kick it off here. This is NYC UMTs by May Rio. Thank you.
try to live on the ropes. You bobbing and weaving to one thing you choke. I think we can fall in love, but we can fall into nothing. We can fall into take a night off with friends and go and turn it into something. Now I ain't trying to ruin your plans, but fake felt the spark when you touched on my hand. Now go ahead and be with your man and go tell your friends that you got a new fan.
Right there, that was Rick Wilson, Electric Photograph with Cupidon and Jarena Montmayor. That was a really fun concert on Saturday. In the background, we have Most Really Pretty Girls Have Pretty Ugly Feet by HNNY from the 2013 album If This Is House, I Want a Refund. Volume 3. All right, we have the interview coming up, and the rapper exclusive Zach Velli will be on the show in just a bit. And you know, there've been a lot of, ever since I started the show 2+ years ago, there've been a lot of artists who want to get on my show, wanted, you know, the exclusive interview. You know, Burt Bacharach, Kool Moe Dee, Kervile, Cardi B. They all asked, and I said no. No, I didn't. I said no, because they were, I was waiting for the right first guest. And that's coming up. And he designed a song specifically for this radio show, so you know it's going to be good. And it goes perfectly in with one of my favorite parts of the radio show here, which is the Who Sampled game. So we're going to start with the game this week, Who Sampled. And obviously the most popular version of this song is going to be the Zach Velli version, which I play last after the interview. But there was another group that sampled these songs that got quite popular in the mid-90s. And the game here is you can call in at 855-915-9636. If you know what the sample is, if you know which song in 1994 sampled the following two songs, Fred Wesley and the JBs, Blow Your Head, and Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, Stretching. If you know who sampled those two songs, put them together, and made a very popular song in 1994, you will win the contest. After that, we'll have Zach Velli on. He'll play his song, and then we'll get back into some music if we have time. But Who Sampled right here? You can call in. You can play with us. You can go on WMFO.org. And go to the DJ chat. I'm on there. And you can submit your answers there as well. But who sampled these songs? This is Fred Wesley and the JBs with the song Blow Your Head from 1973. Turn that up. Blow Your Head by Fred Wesley and the JBs. JBs, of course, James Brown's backing band. It sounds familiar to you, maybe because you know Parliament Funkadelic. A lot of these guys in the JBs went on to form Parliament Funkadelic. Fred Wesley, the famous trumpeter there of James Brown's original band. All right, but that's the first song that this more popular song from 1994 sampled. This one's a little more subtle. I think the next one will be a bigger hint, and I'll give you another hint that the song in 1994 is a rap song, and it won the Grammy, but really the group itself didn't do much else besides this one major album and this one major single. And then so they sampled that song Blow Your Head by Fred Wesley and the JBs, and they also sampled this song by Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. Think of the bass line. Hello and welcome back to WMFO. This is Horns of Plenty on the air right now. Zach, can you hear me on the air?
Hey-o.
This is a first world exclusive right here interview with the great Zach Velli, the number one rapper from East Rockaway. Right?
Top five dinner live in East Rockaway, at least.
Top five. And you know, East Rockaway's got the scene. They got the rap scene going hard.
It's growing, dude. It was Atlanta, then Memphis. East Rockaway's, it's getting there.
That's the next. That's what it's on. Everybody's talking. Everybody's going out there. The East Rockaway rocks are putting on some great shows out there. Go check it out.
That's our middle school mascot, the Rocks. I don't know if you actually knew that, but that is the mascot.
It's the greatest mascot of all time, the East Rockaway Rocks.
And then our preschool is Little Pebbles. Pretty good.
The Rocks, they're not very, they don't move very much, but
they're hard to displace.
Yeah, that's right. You know what I mean? That's right.
Yeah.
All right, well,
I'm on the radio.
You're on the radio. That's right. And yeah, so I wanted to talk first, ask you a little bit about your name. So I feel like I've been following your work for, you know, years. The name just came in the last couple of years. How did you settle on Zach Velli?
Well, I'm one for wordplay, and I love Tupac, and he's Machiavelli, and so there you go. I settled on Zach Velli, and you know, I'm kind of pulling strings behind the scenes at all times.
So it's conniving.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's better to be...
A lot rhymes with Zach Velli, so I could throw it into...
What rhymes
really
with Zach? I can't think of anything that rhymes with Zach Velli.
Well, anything with Ellie, like Belly or Telly or, you know, Akinelli, stuff like that.
Sure. I'm feeling pretty jelly of that wordplay there.
You're jelly. I don't know.
Yeah. You know? No, I get it. Nice. So, I mean, for the layman out there, for the six, I think there's probably six or eight people in the world who haven't heard of you. But for those people, how would you describe yourself and your rap style? Who are your contemporaries, if you had to say?
Well, to be honest with you, James, I don't really have any contemporaries. I'm kind of in a league of my own. But,
that's true.
I would say I draw inspiration more from the old school. You know,
sure.
Your Tribe Called Quest. Your Notorious B.I.G.s, your Outkast, your Andre 3000.
Sure.
You
have your influences, Outkast and Andre 3000 as two separate entities.
Well, those are two different bodies of work. There, he's got his.
That's true.
And Big Boy too. They got their individual catalogs, and obviously some of the greatest rap duo albums of all time.
No question. Man, I love Big Boy.
Yeah, he's the best. Yeah, you're a Big Boy fan.
That's true. I'm a big Boy fan. I'm a big boy.
Big Boy fan.
I'm a big Boy fanboy. So, okay. So, you know, a lot of those mid-90s to late-90s rappers there, sort of when you were growing up, that was your influences, you'd say?
Yeah, well, it's funny. Like, I think that when I first started listening to hip-hop, which was, you know, when we were in, like, I don't know, middle school. My mom kind of got me into it with De La Soul and Tribe. And now I kind of listened to them for like over a decade and then kind of got away from it. And now I listen to a lot more contemporary hip hop. But I think my my rap and music taste is actually better back then, because I started going back, and that's pretty timeless stuff. That's pretty timeless stuff.
Yeah,
there's a lot of there's still some great artists coming out with music today, but that was kind of the golden age.
No, yeah, I mean there was something about like the I don't know. I as a person who thinks about samples a lot, like just the funk, the G funk era, and all that was so good. Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of funk, a lot of jazz, like Gangstar and Sad. You got some. I mean, even I know he's he who shall not be named anymore. But even Kanye, from a sampling perspective, is in the mid to late 2000s was a true master.
Yeah, so, he really. And the thing about Kanye is like when I play the Who Sampled game, it's hard to. Kanye will take a sample and mix it up and change it so much that it's hard to get back to the original, or like hard to hear what the original was even about.
100%.
Yeah, he's really great.
Him, and I think at this point, like, there's kind of a talent disparity between like new rappers and new producers. Like, there's still some really, really great producers making music. I don't think their rap talent, especially what you hear on the radio, matches up. I think they're kind of.
Drake just released a new album, right? Have you had a chance to listen to that?
I was uninspired, but I guess a lot of these you got to give them a couple listens to be fair.
Yeah.
He's been doing it for so long. It's like.
Yeah.
I feel like I've only been doing this for a couple years. You kind of run out of stuff to talk about after a while. How long can you talk about how rich you are?
Yeah,
you
know well, that, I mean, that brings me to my next question, which is, content. Where are you getting your content? Where are you getting your rhymes? Why do you choose to rap about the things that you rap about? And, maybe describe sort of what you rap about.
Top of the dome, dude. Everything's freestyle. I just put the beat on and I just rap it. One take.
Get out of here.
No, that's not true.
Apparently,
that's what Jay-Z does, though. I can't really wrap my head around it. And Lil Wayne never wrote anything either. It's kind of mind-boggling.
I don't know if Lil Wayne actually knows how to write.
Apparently, he was like an honor student. I don't know, man.
I'm sorry, Lil Wayne. I know you're listening, and I'm sorry. I was uncalled for. That was a pot shot.
Like that.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
He's probably in his office doing his taxes.
classic. I just I'll pick a beat, and that's kind of what I do throughout the week because my time to actually until I get start making enough money with this rap thing and can quit my 9-to-5, which is coming up. That's going to happen soon.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
My time to actually sit down and record is pretty limited. So I just listen to a lot of music, and then when a beat comes on that I think would be a fit, then I just kind of start coming up with the cadence and the flows that would work over it.
So is it more like the cadence, not necessarily the words, but like how the noise that you would make over it, and then you fill in the words
flow
later.
And like the harmony of it, kind of, and how it fits over the beat. That's what kind of like gets me initially excited.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have on my notes app. If I think of stupid or silly lines that are funny or that would make my friends laugh, I write them down in there.
Yeah.
And then I go back to them later.
What's one recent line that you thought was particularly funny that you can also say on the radio? That's gonna be limiting.
That's kind of limiting. Let's go back to that one. I'll think about that one.
All right, sounds good.
I don't know, but yeah, it's I go more with like wordplay and like what just sounds good over the beat and sounds kind of catchy,
right?
Rather than like,
first of all,
I don't have like too much like. You know, I'm not like a Tupac or someone like that who has a whole bunch of adversity to draw from. You know what I mean? My life's been pretty vanilla and, pretty
easy. Did you ever think about going down that route? Like, the standard white rapper route of, like, rapping about, like, I don't know, your life and, like, going to the store and getting milk or whatever?
Like a little mental health stuff and like
oh, sure.
Troubles like that, like stress and stuff. But You got to be careful, dude. People don't really want to hear that. Like, it's not really like super catchy or fun unless
you
really
have to
know
be,
how to do it.
You have to like get popular first, and then you release that album next, and you have to build up that goodwill before you do that.
Yeah, because if you start out too preachy, it's just like it's kind of boring and it's kind of a buzzkill. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like modern day, like, Kendrick is amazing at it. I mean, like, I don't really know what he's talking about half the time, but he can, like, have a message, and it sounds really good. But then on, like, the other side of the coin, like, someone like a J. Cole can start to sound a little preachy, and it's kind of turn off.
I mean, there's a difference, you know, you sort of, as you were talking about earlier, like, you kind of listen to the flow, and you listen to the you know, the noises they're making, essentially, over the beat, rather than the actual message of the song. And then you get a couple of good zingers in there, you get a couple of good jokes in there, and it adds to that.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's the recipe right there. And some guys, like even like a Young Thug, who I know is, you know, it's kind of up and down the quality of his music, but they really use their voice and their cadence as like another instrument.
Yep.
Kind of cool.
But, yeah, I mean, I was going to ask about that too. Like, it seems like modern day rappers are singing a lot more as well.
Yeah.
It seems actually like male rappers sing and female rappers now rap. It's like, and it used to be the other way around, like in the 90s.
And women are really taking over like the ratchet, like nasty part of the game now. They're like kind of owning that.
It's cool, man.
it is pretty. It's pretty cool. It's like an empowerment kind of thing. I'm into it. It's and they can also, a lot of them are really good rappers.
Yeah, no question. Like Megan Thee Stallion's like got some good stuff.
He's got the voice, dude. Well, that's the other part of the equation. You can either like lean on your pure lyric, you know, like a classic lyricist,
right?
Or you can lean on like a Drake is not like considered a classic lyricist, but that guy just knows how to make a catchy song, you know.
Yep.
And then you got others like a Snoop or Megan Thee Stallion's another good example, who just have the voice. You know?
Yeah.
That voice just like, she got
it doesn't even matter what you say, really. It's just like,
it really doesn't.
Yeah.
Snoop's been saying like 1, 2, 3 and says that's like 24.
Yeah.
Sounds really good.
You're like, lottie dottie, we like to party. It's like, yeah, it sounds awesome.
Stupid, but it sounds awesome.
Yeah. So what's just describe your studio. I usually get your emails with the songs at like 2:30 in the morning. Can you describe what's that about? Where is your studio? Like, what's happening? Is that the only time you can get studio time? Like, what's happening?
That's the only time I can get studio time when everybody's asleep. especially now with a baby, I gotta like, this one I recorded actually in my wife's car because I don't want to wake up the baby.
So you went outside, sat in the driveway, and...
I sat inside. The car's actually a great studio. They're very soundproof.
Uh-huh.
I started rapping during COVID because I was kind of losing my mind and I needed a hobby. And my wife, Isabella, and I went to Guitar Center and we got, you know, like that black, you might have it in the studio, that like foam with the ridges.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's baffling.
And we nailed it to the whole inside of the linen closet, took everything out. So that was my studio for a while. But now we have to actually use it for its original purpose. So that's gone.
Oh,
so
gotcha. The baby took that out.
Where people won't hear me.
Understood.
The car works.
Yeah.
And then I do my editing on the couch. On GarageBand, which is probably why it doesn't sound amazing.
Are you downloading beats on the, like, is there a place where you can go to for aspiring rappers out there? Is there a place you can go to get instrumental beats, or is this like I saw an ad for an AI that will remove the vocal track from any song.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that one. Remember in college when you were trying to get something what was it called? Before we all had iPhones.
Computers.
No, your music player.
Oh, Discman.
No, after that, your iPod. I can't think of it. iPod, duh.
Yeah.
You would go to YouTube, and then you go to listen to YouTube or YouTube to MP3 converter.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know the legality of this to be, you know, saying over the radio, but yeah, that's what I do.
Understood. Well, you know, it's you got plausible deniability. You're just trying to sound cool in the end.
I'm just trying to sound cool. I'm a pirate, you know. I'm a rebel. But yeah, if I either know about a song or I'll have found a beat, and then you just go to the converter and then boom, pop it right into GarageBand and there you go.
All right, well, I mean, it's great stuff, and you know, I always cherish the songs when they come into my inbox, and I know other folks do too.
You're my number one listener, dude.
Dude, we got no. I don't. I according to Shoutcast right now, there's 340 million people listening. So I don't know if there's. I don't know if I'm your number one listener, but I got to be up there.
Yeah, I got fans worldwide. Yeah, that's true. I got people. Hola, konnichiwa, and everybody out there.
All right, well, can you set this song up at all? I mean, I played the two samples earlier, Fred Wesley and the JBs and Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. They came together, and nobody got it, but Diggable Planets came in and put those together and created that song, Rebirth of Slick, and then you took it one more level. Can you talk to me a little bit about the song that we're about to hear?
Well, I knew I had to keep it clean.
Yes.
And it's
which was told you about keeping it clean like a year ago, and you sent me like five or six songs. All of them had swears in them.
Yeah, I figured we could just be, it's really hard. It's not very easy. When you can use the expletive, it's way easier to fill in the blank. But I feel like it's easier with the like old school beats rather than the new ones to be like cleaner.
Okay.
Like you know, for some reason it just fits better. I almost didn't want to rap over this beat because it's such a good song. I feel like I wasn't doing it a service, but it's a sweet, jazzy beat.
It's got a great horn sample. Yeah.
That's good horn. Yeah.
All right. Well, where can anybody find your music out there? Is there any place we all the listeners can listen to you?
I have an army of dudes in like Midtown Manhattan and Harlem who pass out CDs.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so walk through like 34th Street, Harold Square, somebody will pass you a CD.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a guerrilla marketing for now. Just be careful. They say it's free and then they kind of ask like $10, $20 if you want to do that. But I'm thinking about putting it on YouTube soon, so I will... I'll get that out there.
Get it out there, and I'll promote it here on the show.
Oh, that's amazing.
All right, well.
I appreciate it, dude.
Zaccavelli, it's been an honor to talk to you. You know, really glad you got to come on the show. Hopefully you can come up to Medford here, and we got a whole studio, and you can rap in that, you know, real professional
Let's
situation.
Do it, man.
And we can I'm maybe in. Maybe do some freestyling. But without further ado, we have I'm on the Radio right here, debut single from Zaccavelli.
Yeah.
And I was playing the other song. Here it is. Listen up. It has no swears in it, FCC, if you're listening. Anything, any other shout-outs you want to do before we put the song on?
Shout out to my fans worldwide. Shout out to my baby mama and my mama, and enjoy. It's been an honor to be on the show, James.
Hell yeah, man. All right. Well, I'll catch you soon. I'll see you soon. All right. But here is Zaccavelli with I'm on the Radio 5.
Yeah. J-Mo. Kinda done with this 9-to-5, man. I need you to put me on the radio. Put me on the radio. Put me on the radio. Horn. Plenty. Sorry I was late, I was stuck in drug traffic. Mad kids grabbing for the stash in my mattress. I'ma multiply my little stack like it's magic. Fast twist trigger for the ones who wanna have it. The last crackhead who put a digit in my basket. Past tense, click, clack, down them, then I blast it. Task is, get the money fast like I'm trapping. Everlasting, staying hungry like I fasted. I'm a little ratchet but compassionate. eating real good while you rashing it. Chicken heads cackling cause I'm taxing them. You be flashing but the credit card you maxing them. I be talking my shit like a laxative. There ain't really a debate, son, I mastered this. Living on borrowed time, I outlasted it. In the mirror, realize who my assassin is. Past was spent, patches that were plenty thorny. Last regret, thinking every day was stormy. Now my baby mama wakes me up in the morning and asks me how you feeling, Zachy. I say plenty horny. Drip down, draped up, mask on, laced up. Slappy when your face, not taste, that your taste bloods. No, I'm winning cause there's no congratulations. Caucasian, but it's only from the waist up. Caked up, call me Betty Crocker, the baker. Gold track suit, smoking purple like a Laker. Bad hombre, you can judge me by my pay stubs. I ain't in the mob, but I've always been adjacent. Patience, why? Icarus, boy, son, I stay too fly. Picture this, tripping on your days gone by. Crippling yourself, but your ligament's fine. Take a little mixture of prescription and wine. Put a little distance from the pain and your sorrow. Today and tomorrow, listen real close to advice you can borrow. Get high daily like Kilimanjaro. Put me on the radio, JMO, JMO. Put me on the radio, I'm out.
Man, that was so much fun. Thank you. Big ups to Zachavelli for coming on the show and chatting with me for a little bit. That was the first ever interview here on Horns of Plenty on WMFO in Medford. And that's his song in the background, I'm on the radio. And he is. Zachavelli on the radio. Put that on your tombstone. And yeah, of course, that is Rebirth of Slick in the background, the sample there. You know, I feel like this song is so much better than that, so why even play that one? We're going to avoid that, and we're just going to get back into some other music. We're going to Analog Africa set here. We're going back to the 70s with some Analog Africa music. Yeah, it's not a great transition. I'm going to be honest with you. It's not a great transition between that and what I'm about to play, but that's why there's this pause. So, yeah, this is Leon Keita with Dayarabi Mana. All right, well, Leon Keita there is blasting his horn and singing his heart out there. The East African musician there from 1970s. I'm going to read a PSA. This is the School on Wheels of Massachusetts. The School on Wheels of Massachusetts is a nonprofit program that provides tutoring and mentoring services to students grades K through 12 impacted by homelessness in southeastern Massachusetts. We need your help. It takes 1 hour a week of volunteer tutoring to give a child impacted by homelessness the opportunity to thrive in school and life. If you have 1 hour of free time a week and want to use it to make a real change, contact School on Wheels at Chris, that's K-R-I-S, at SOWMA.org. Or visit our website at SOWMA at SOWMA.org. That's SOWMA.org. School on Wheels. Thank you for caring about our kids. Man, I gotta say, that interview was really fun. Zach Avella, you're welcome back anytime to just chat. You can also call in. Anybody can call in here, 855-915-9636, to get at least talk to me, potentially get on the air if I think, you know, it's a worthwhile conversation. Yeah, we're going to go right back here. This is DeFrank and his professionals waiting for my baby. Again, another analog Africa song here. Well, while DeFrank and his professionals are jamming there from 1978 in Accra, the Ghanaian capital, I got to give a big shout out to Ryan from the Music Savage Show, which is on this radio station, Friday mornings, 7 to 9 a.m. Ryan was on the DJ chat. I completely missed it, and he got the Who Sampled, so... Big ups to Ryan. Listen to that show. Actually, just keep your radio on right here all the way until Friday at least 9 a.m. And that way you'll be chock full of amazing shows here on WMFO. I mean, I'm looking at the schedule right now, and it's packed. There's amazing stuff out there. So keep it locked right here on 91.5 in Medford. I got one more. This is Talali Talala by Varix Le Orchestre Vive. You're listening to Horns of Plenty here on WMFO in Medford. It's Tufts Freeform Radio. Go Jumbos! We'll be back in 2 weeks for a spooky time, October 30th. So come back here. I'll be here. Horns of Plenty. Up next, we have It's Always Sunny in Medford with Hannah. She's always got a great show, so listen to that. Keep it locked. Listen to them horns. This is Horns of Plenty. See you in 2 weeks.